This is Amanda Tobin, Oberlin College class of 2011. I am an art history and East Asian studies major with a French minor. Frédéric Dubois' Portrait of a Lady Writing a Letter from about 1795 is a superb example of miniature portraiture. The miniature as a genre appeared during the 15th century and had its heyday during the 18th century in the courts of England and France. It died out by the 19th century with the advent of photography, which replaced it as a more convenient and inexpensive mode of portraiture. They were originally painted on vellum, but then watercolor on ivory became the established standard we think of today. The name miniature derives not from the small size we think of, but from the name of a red pigment, minium, used in early miniatures. While some are larger than the Dubois portrait, which is about 3 inches in diameter, others are as small as tie pins, rings, or even buttons. This small size was convenient for travel, or sending by post, as they were often used for keepsakes, akin to photos of family members in someone's wallet today. And they served a similar function, to remind the holder of a faraway loved one, and were often accompanied with locks of hair. This function as keepsake is made abundantly clear in Dubois' portrait, which is almost certainly intended as a token of remembrance for the subject's husband. Dubois emphasizes her status as someone's wife by prominently displaying the wedding ring, glinting blue on her finger, and painting visibly the words "Mon cher ami" on her letter, which means "my dear friend," a common endearment used by wives in addressing their husbands. Her gaze is flirtatious and engaging, and was intended to stir up emotion in her pining husband, who would be comforted when looking at the portrait of his wife engaged in activity that demonstrates that she, too, is thinking of him. A number of elements within the painting suggest that this was created for an upper-class couple. Her high status is indicated first from her fashion attire, the billowy cravat, a male clothing item, adopted by women and made sexy and feminine, allowed art historians to date the portrait to about 1795. Furthermore, miniature portraits were very expensive items to produce. Lastly, the act of writing a letter is uncommon in portraits of women. This could indicate her high status as an educated woman, although female literacy was on the rise after the French Revolution, or it could simply be a matter of the technical difficulty of painting hands.